Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. A brand new week, a brand new day. Happy tax day, by the way. It's April 15th to all you that are filing at the final day here and getting all that money. In the U.S., at least. I know we have people in over 200 countries listening, but here in the U.S., we just send in a check, and we hope it's the right amount. If not, you're in trouble. So, hey, let's dial in. Let's get you refocused, recalibrated, make sure your mind's in the right spot. Let me touch on the last podcast I did, just talking about my newest venture. And I'd mentioned that I've already got a number of people that have responded back. And there's a reason for that. So if you missed the podcast, I won't go into it all, but there's a need in the marketplace right now for ethical, reasonable, heart-centered people that want to provide a service, get paid for that service, but oversee it to make sure that if the client puts in the work, they get the results. You know, so where I was going with this is there's a need out there for people who they don't want to take the long road building organic traffic, whether that's blogging or posting on social media or DMing people or things like that. You want to run ads, you know, so I run a number of YouTube ads, for example. I've been doing that for a few years now. I like it. I enjoy it. Brings in some of the most amazing clients. Like I've made friendships, lifelong friendships from individuals that have seen the YouTube ads, joined our podcast coaching program, and I still speak with them on a regular basis. But that's my vibe. Like that's who I am. If somebody wants to have a relationship, even past when they're a client of mine, and there's a vibe there, why not? You know, why would you not want to have community with like-minded individuals that are super positive? So anyway, individuals out there that are looking to really run paid traffic to an offer that converts and make money. I mean, make money. That's the bottom line. This is more of a, I'm going to put a dollar in and get X amount of dollars back after I put in the work. So I've got a number of people responding, and I think that's because they know me, they know my heart. So what does this mean for you? Well, you can easily do the same thing once you identify a need in the marketplace and create an offer that's easy to understand. Like it's very simple. We're not here splitting atoms, you know. I have no interest in communicating at an MBA type level. I want to speak to people like me. Hey, you're cool? Great. Awesome. You're easy to communicate? Great. You like to laugh, have a good time while we make money? That's even better, you know? So when you're thinking about the offer that you want to create, and you're thinking about the difference you're going to make out there, you cannot overcomplicate it. You're going to try. You're really going to want to. You're going to think, oh, this is way too simple. No, you don't need to offer more. You don't need to go deeper. You need to solve a problem in the marketplace that people are having. And they don't have what? What's the one thing they don't have? They don't have time. If they're trying to figure this out on their own, it's going to take them forever. They're going to end up doing it wrong. And you can come in, guide them, offer a service for them. And you know what? I would even go so far as to say, don't guarantee results because there's so many variables. They may absolutely crush it. Like when I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast or when I posted on a group, but I've invested over 400 grand in this exact same process, you know, between ads and funnels and all of that stuff in the past couple of years. And I did it with no guarantee. Like I'm not going to make a dollar, but I believed in the offer. I believed in the offer so much. And I believed that there was people out there that could benefit from it. And I think that's all you need. I say that's all you need, but that's such a big component of it. Belief is such a huge, huge component because before belief ever happens, you need a vision. You need a big vision. Because if you have a big vision, you're going to take big action. You know what I mean? If you have a small vision, then you'll do what a lot of other people do. And you say, hey, you know what? I'll give it a shot. Well, give it a shot. You're done before you get started. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. See what happens. I won't ever work with somebody who's got the give it a shot mentality, because there's a difference between take your shot. Yeah, that's positive, right? Take a shot. And I'll give it a shot. The big, big difference. The take a shot mentality is exactly what it is. Take your shot. Let's go. You know, let's get out of the starting blocks and go. The I'll give it a shot. That's a lotto ticket. That's buying a dollar scratch off and say, hey, you know what? If it doesn't work out, I'm only out a buck. You know, there's got to be skin in the game. So when you have a big vision, you're going to take much bigger action. What happens when you take bigger action is you get bigger results. You can't get big results by taking just small action. And then the last thing is you have that vision, action, results. What's the last component? Is now you have that thing we were just talking about, belief. When you have big results, your belief goes through the roof. You're like, I can do this. But believing, you know that whole, that saying that seeing is believing. I think it's the opposite. I think believing is seeing. Having belief before you ever get started, like having that belief first is going to allow you to have that big vision. So when I made this announcement on the last podcast, I was simply saying, I believe in you. Like, I believe there's an individual out there that if we work together one-on-one over the next few months, create your offer, put paid traffic in place, get that traffic to your offer, building your email list. At the very worst, you're going to have an email list of hundreds of individuals that will become buyers. Not everybody's a buyer out of the gate. That's a whole other thing in internet marketing. But if I work with these people one-on-one and I teach them this process, they're going to have a revenue-generating machine for the next 5 to 10 years. This is my 20th year in the game, man. Okay, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck. And when you're in the game that long, you're able to see all the wins. And by the way, all of the losses and failures piled upon that. So when somebody wants to invest in you and your product, your service, and really what you have to offer, they're not investing in the 90 days they work with you, or if you work with them for a year. They're investing in the 10 years, the 20 years that you've spent with all the trial and error, with everything you've learned, with those years. They're paying for your 20 years of wisdom, not the 90 days it takes to create the momentum. You know what I mean? I think so many people get tripped up by that. It's like, why would somebody pay me $5,000 or $10,000 for only 90 days or 6 months? Well, it's because they're paying you so they don't have to spend 10 years like you did learning this, you know, going through all of those mountains of failure. And when you understand that concept, then it becomes super simple. Now it's just a matter of saying, hey, where are these people hanging out? I know there's 8 billion people on the planet. I only need a very small thimbleful of these people to make a six-figure a year living. Like, where are these people? And when that's why YouTube ads, I believe, work so well, because they're able to target. Google owns YouTube. YouTube's the second largest search engine on the planet. I mean, there's an easy way to get targeted traffic to a page where people can enter their email and find out more about what it is that you do. And if this is the person who is the right fit, they're going to figure out real quick, like, wow, she's been doing this for the past 10 years. I'm just getting started. I would love to know what she knows, and I'm willing to pay her for it. You know what I mean? It's a real simple transaction. And the last part I was talking about on the previous podcast, sales is great. Like, every day, somebody's selling somebody. You know, if you got married, somebody sold somebody. That's what I tell my wife all the time. I'm a good salesperson because I landed you as a wife 26 years ago. You know, but sales is transactional. It's relationship and transaction. Like, there's a relationship that gets built. You're somebody that has integrity. You got a great heart. Why wouldn't somebody want to do business with you? It's very rarely, it's hardly ever about the product. It's about the relationship. It's the vibe that you give them that, oh yeah, this is a good person. You know, sell on that relationship. And it's never that encounter, because most people are like, I don't like sales. And then my question is, what bad experience did you have with a salesperson? Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Sam. I give it. And then they give me the reason really why they don't like sales is because the way it's been modeled to them, not the right way. When you do sales the right way, there's never the hard sell. like I always make a joke when I'm on a Zoom call with someone. I'm like, all right, are you ready? Here comes my hard sell. And they laugh. And that brings the guard down. And I laugh, you know, because I like to laugh. And then I present them the offer. And they either say yes or no. Nah, I can't do it. Hey, it's a great meeting you. I wish you all the best. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Great, let's do it. What do you need from me? Say, I need your credit card. Okay, hold on a second. Let me grab it. That's every sales process. It's never been anything other than that. All right. It's never been this agonizing, beating the fish into the boat type of process. So anyway, I just want to really encourage you to really gather up the belief in yourself that you can do this thing that you want to do, because that belief has to come before the sight. Believe first. Believing is seeing. Okay? You with me? Let's do it. Let's have an amazing day today. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope it planted a seed in good soil with you. And say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever.
And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.